Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have CU Student Choice's Scott Patterson talking about the state of private student lending and credit unions today, so check it out. How come there aren't more credit unions doing this? What's holding them back?
Sure. First off, we think the adoption has been actually very good.
Oh, good.
So quite speedy. So again, if you go back just 8 years, you count on one or two hands the number of credit unions that were engaged in this type of lending. So that's pretty rapid adoption and growth of what's essentially an entirely new type of loan asset class for most credit unions. So we're pretty excited with where it's come to in that short period of time. Okay. Certainly, we think there will be more and more adoption and more interest in student loans among credit unions as more credit unions learn about it. There certainly are going to be first movers. And then there's the credit unions that say, hey, they take a little more of a wait and see approach. Okay, we want a little more seasoning in the portfolio here. We want to see how other credit unions are faring and before they decide really to weigh in. But certainly, most credit unions out there are looking for loans. They're looking for good consumer loans. And this is something that I think a lot of people are keeping an eye on, saying, hey, this might be something, if we're not doing it already, maybe we've looked at what we want to engage in the future and keep an eye on. That being said, it is about one half of 1% of the entire credit union loan portfolio today.
Okay.
So a lot of times when I talk about private student loans, I like to draw the analogy to, say, credit card lending and where credit unions were, say, 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
By and large, the majority of credit unions weren't providing credit cards 25 years ago. It was a new asset class. It looked risky, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're extending credit. It's unsecured. It's going to blow up in your face. Well, by and large, over time, credit unions came to realize and came to see, hey, there is a way to do credit card lending effectively. Underwriting does matter.
Mm-hmm.
If you know how to do it through best practice, you can have a very, very productive loan portfolio that in some cases is the highest earning portfolio of all portfolios in the credit union loan portfolio.
Right.
So it's in many ways student lending is kind of like that, or I see some parallels in that. There are ways to do student lending really well through best practice, and there are ways to do student lending really, really badly in a way that can actually harm the credit union.
Yeah.
So this is the sort of thing, again, why our credit union was founded. Again, very, very large credit unions coming together saying, we want to do this, but we want to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
So the expertise of what the CUSO provides is that knowledge both of the underwriting side, how do we underwrite for these loans, how do we create a productive portfolio, and how do we manage that portfolio effectively with the borrower to really see top-level performance. And the performance across the industry has been very, very positive. Over the last several years, and again, as that portfolio now is about $3.5 billion in private student loans across all credit unions, and the delinquency rate is well under 2% sustained.
Wow. Very nice.
And I'll send you this chart. You can put in the interview,
sure,
Mike, if you want.
Yeah.
And the chart off the net charge off ratio is about 30 basis points. So again, very, very well performing if you do it right, if you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most credit unions have entered this space in a very, very effective, conservative, productive way where they're learning about the asset while they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also recognizing over time as the portfolio gets more and more seasoned, hey, this is working pretty well if we keep following best practice.
Right.
And that's been a great, something that's been exciting to be a part of, exciting to see. Creating that win-win where the member is getting better value than they could find elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting it through their local credit union where they have an opportunity to have a long-term relationship. And the credit union is getting a very, very good performing loan portfolio and also that opportunity for that lifelong relationship with the young member.
Oh,
so
yeah, definitely.
It's been exciting to be a part of.
Very good investment indeed. Now, what's the typical credit union? What would be the typical credit union that would be, I guess ideal for private student lending? I mean, obviously the university-based credit unions, but are there other credit unions? I mean, could anybody do this, or is it just a specific sector of credit unions that would be more apt to do something like this?
Oh, no, yeah, very good question. And absolutely, I would say certainly the university credit unions, they have a local market.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
their entire market. There are a lot of students there to serve, and students are certainly going to have that need. But no, I would say that the need is fairly universal in our society. So if you have families in your membership, mm-hmm. With children, then this is a market that you have to serve, if you want to. And, and I think that, you know, especially say community-based credit unions, within your existing field of membership, it can be a very, very important, loan solution to add to your overall loan portfolio and your product offering to the community. Mm-hmm. As we said earlier, again, there's three major decisions in our financial challenges in life. This is there. So if there's someone that has a child and wants to send them to college, this is something that they're looking for.
Oh, love it. Excellent. Excellent. Do you have a couple of like success stories that you could talk about? I mean, a couple of credit unions that have done pretty well in this sector, just to give folks out there an example of what can happen.
Sure. You know, I don't have specific examples from specific credit unions that I'll name by name, but I can give you some anecdotal some stories there. So as I mentioned earlier, when we launched, it was sort of the height of the recession had just kicked into gear. We had a number of credit unions that were launching their programs. And what had happened was a lot of these student lenders, the traditional student lenders, had either completely closed down shop because the securitization markets had frozen. Mm-hmm. Or they stepped back dramatically, and by that I mean they were raising their rates to double digit rates. They were really tightening their credit criteria so that only the best possible credit tier would even qualify. Mm-hmm. And there are these credit unions there in their markets with members that had this need that were desperate in many cases. You know, you don't put off going to school just because there's a recession unless you have to.
Exactly.
In fact, many people decide to go back to school when there is a recession if the employment markets are tough. Yeah. But we had a number of stories where members were coming to the credit union, coming to the CUSO as well, and saying thank you. They had been desperate. They didn't even think the credit union had a solution. Maybe they had looked at the credit union in the past when their son or daughter was a freshman or sophomore. Mm-hmm. Credit union didn't have a solution, so that, you know, why would I look again? But when their primary lender that they had been using in the past stepped out of the market or denied them for their new loan for, say, junior or senior year, mm-hmm. They really didn't know what to do. And the credit union was there with a solution to their challenge. And again, countless stories from the membership around just being there for them.
Exactly.
And you talk about loyalty. You talk about being different. And a lot of people talk about credit unions being counter cyclical. Mm-hmm. To me, this was a light bulb moment where credit unions really were living what their promise was to their membership and to their community.
Yeah.
So it was a reaffirming moment for me in my career in the credit union system to see that. And to see the goodwill, and to see credit unions doing the right thing when others weren't.
I love it. So, I love hearing stories like that. Excellent, excellent. All right, Scott. To wrap up here, where do we go from here now? It sounds like private student lending, especially at CU Student Choice, is on a really good upswing momentum wise. I mean, where do we go from here with private student lending?
Well, I part of our focus right now is making sure that credit unions really understand the asset class. So we're investing a lot in the CUSO in education. We're investing a lot in helping credit unions really get used to and comfortable and have full transparency around performance of the asset class. Because mm-hmm. for us in the CUSO here, we're living this every day. We see the performance. The story today is better than it was last year. It was better than the year before that. Mm-hmm. And it was better the year before that. The more the seasoning there is in the portfolio, the more we grow the portfolio even, the more we reaffirm kind of what we set out to do out the gate. And I think the more that story gets out, the more we can talk to credit unions about it,
yeah.
the more they're going to see this as an important part of their lending portfolio in the future.
Heck yeah.
In a way they can serve member needs in the future.
Yeah.
So for us, it's sort of, we're going to continue to beat that drum. We're going to continue to talk to both our clients and also other credit unions out there that are looking at the asset, and make sure that they have comfort around that, because mm-hmm. we think there's so much more that credit unions could be doing in this space. It's not just about making that loan for the student now in that's going to college, but also there's a lot of members out there that have student loans. They're already in a career.
Mm-hmm.
They're paying off their student loan, and they need some help. So student loan consolidation is a very, very important opportunity, I think, for credit unions. Oh, yeah, and it's an important opportunity for credit unions to look at. So in some ways, the demographics of making those loans is even more appealing than on the undergrad side, yeah. because the student's already graduated, they've already gotten the degree,
mm-hmm.
and they already have a job.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, in some ways it takes some of the risk out of the equation and the underwriting. But again, these are members that are looking for help in these areas, and I think the credit union is well positioned to do that. So we're really excited about helping credit unions with the education finance challenge, meet those member needs, mm-hmm. and also build those relationships with those members over time. And there's a number of things that our CUSA is looking at with the credit unions that are doing some testing of different product solutions that would come into play, you know, even after the student loan. So I think that there's an opportunity for our CUSO even here to help credit unions with other opportunities beyond just the student loan, building that relationship with the member in other ways so that it can be truly lifelong and definitely not an indirect loan or indirect member relationship. That's not the opportunity most of our credit unions are after. They're really after that full member relationship opportunity, which is what we seem to be achieving.
Yeah, sounds like this is where it starts. Excellent.